And say that one more time.
Today is March the 24th, 2010. My name is Facy Hilton, Cobra Hilton. Did you get it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just keep talking.
And let's see. I was born on I was born in 1940. I was born in 1918. We better start over again, I think.
Just start wherever you want.
I was born in 1918 on the Butler to Lewis Colebrook and Lucy Brady Colebrook. And I was born in Butler, Utah, on one of the Butler Hills, the one opposite the schoolhouse. The one that's going to Alta. And I lived on a 50-acre farm there. And we had eight children in our family. Two sets of twins. My Fern and Faye, that's myself, and I had a twin sister, Fern, and my sister, Elva, had a twin brother, Ed. And we all lived in a brick home on the hill and had a farm life. We had everything, chickens, pigs, cows, horses, guinea pigs, guinea hens, everything that we needed, and our own horse to ride. And we had a good time. We had all the vegetables we needed, and we used to Grandpa that lived in another 20-acre farm down below the hill, and he came up every morning with his buggy and horse, and they would haul the hay to the barn, and I was the pulley rider. I had to ride the horse with the pulley and pull the hay into the barn and fill the barn full of hay, and I did that every day while they were bedding the hay. And after that, we went on snow drifts over to the Butler School. And we went at Parley Blair. The Blair family lived next door to us. We were all friends, and we went to school through the field to the schoolhouse. And we had a good time over there, and we left to school. My principal was Dalby to begin with, and then Dalby was the first principal. Nellie Engelbritton was one of my teachers, and Frances Swan was my first grade teacher. I played the piano since I was 5 years old, by ear, and I played all the tunes I knew, and had the kids march out of school with it. And then I went to Union Junior High, then I went to Sandy Junior High, then I went to Jordan Junior High, and I graduated from Jordan Junior High. And then my husband, I started to go with Jim. I dated Jim in 1935 and married him in 1940. And then he graduated with a master's degree from the University of Utah. And we went to Washington State, where he was getting his doctorate, working on his doctorate. Stayed for 2 years there. Then we came back to Salt Lake again, and we moved to Murray, Utah, and stayed there for 4 years, and then we had our first child, who was born in 1944. That was James Stewart. And then I had Margaret Ann in 1947, and I had Jeff Lawrence in 1955, and we Then we moved to, from Murray, we moved when Margaret was four years old, we moved up to Delta Drive in Holiday. And we lived there for, till, I lived there till 83, and till I moved to St. George, but Jim passed away in 1964 up in Holiday. And I worked for ZCMI. I went down to the ZCMI, and we had a friend that worked at ZCMI, was a manager, and I asked him if I could, I said, I wanted to work at ZCMI, and he said, okay, so he took me over to give me a job, and I called Jim, told him I was working, and I worked for, then he took me over to Sportswear, and I worked for 20 years for ZCMI. And then I moved down to St. George in 1983, and I've lived in St. George for 26 years, and I've did a lot of volunteer work down here, and I worked for my son's, he was in social work, and head of the social work for down here, and I worked for his office for a while, and then I had for Head Start School. I went there for two years, and I just played for the Relief Society to come in, played the jazz for the Relief Society to come in while they were coming to their meeting, and I did that for 10 years, and I also walked for 15 years every day up to the boulevard in St. George and around. I must have made three miles every morning, just walking every day for 15 years down here. So I've had a good life down here. And now I'm 91, so I've just completed a lot that I am proud of, and I've had good children. I've got a beautiful family, and they've all been really great with me. And they still come over every day, or down from Salt Lake, and one from Richfield, and to visit. And we have a good family relationship.
Oh, I'm going to start this again. Go ahead.
I think losing Jim at age 50 was the hardest thing that I've had so far in life to contend with, but I did make it the life after, and he told me to have my three kids go to college. He says, I want you to have those two boys go to college, Faye, be sure, and Margaret could have 2 years, but that's okay for her, but I did want you to get those boys to college. So far, my boys both have their masters, and she had 3 years of college. So I hope that he knows I've done what he asked me to. And that's, what else was it?
Okay, where was your favorite vacation, or what did you do for fun with Jim?
I think it's on that sheet. Vacation was taking a trip every spring and fall. We went to Yellowstone in the fall and Las Vegas in the spring every year, and took the kids and Jim liked to he was a botanist, and he liked to stop on the desert and try to find a snake. Mm-hmm. So we were raised with snakes. He liked to have those in the backyard and around for the kids to see. And he taught at the U. When he was at the U, that was his scholarship to take care of the house of snakes up there at the university. I'd go up with him at night, and we'd feed the rattlesnakes. We'd feed them mice, white mice, with the tail, take them around on a little stand, and it was fun because I was helping him up there, up at the University of Utah.
Tell me about how it was to raise your children. What did you do with them? What fun things did you do? What were your hard things?
Well, you know, my children never gave me a bad time. And two of them went on missions. Margaret went to Portland, and Jeffrey went to Uruguay. And I raised them without any problems at all. They were good kids, and they knew that they had to help, because I was alone, but they did, because I had to work. And they helped at home, and then they helped raise Jeff, because Jeff was a little younger than they were, about 10 years younger than, 8 years younger than Margaret, and she helped a lot with Jeff, and they both helped with him. And so everything's worked out great, and they're still coming and visiting and doing good.
What about the wars that were fought during your lifetime? What do you remember about them?
I remember Bishop Jones. I led the music while I was at home, a teenager. And Bishop Jones would, when I didn't play the music, I had to play the organ, because if the organist didn't show up, I had to play the organ by ear. But I knew the hymns by ear, so I'd play them. And Bishop Jones would lead the singing. So I was in all the plays they had. They used to have road shows. We had road shows up then, those days, they called them. And we practiced for a road show for weeks. And then we'd put on the road show and go from ward to ward. And that was a lot of fun. We were in every one of them. My best friend, girlfriend, I had three of them. Three. One was Keel Morey. My best one was Helen Knutson, Blair Knutson. They'd know her. And Jean Beaufort and Winona Green and Joyce Kunkel. They were all neighbors. And I picked strawberries when I was younger. I picked strawberries for Morey's, and then Mr. Morey would take the strawberries to market every morning, we would pick I'd pick 30 crates a day for 10 cents a crate, and made $3, and that was fun. Take it to Salt Lake and buy something. And I remember Mother with our eight children, she had eight of us, and she took us down to Arbax in Paris and buy our clothes. And I also took my three kids down to Arbax in Paris and Keith O'Brien's. That was out, Daddy Jim's office was down by there, in the Felt Building, so I'd just go out of the Felt Building, go over to there and get the kids their clothes and come home and drive down, and it was nice.
Okay, what U.S. presidents do you remember?
What?
What United States presidents do you remember?
I remember Roosevelt.
And what about him?
Well, he was just the great president. That was during the Depression, and I was home with my dad, and I remember my dad had potatoes we would take a sack of potatoes to the market and buy our Saturday night's groceries, because you didn't get much money from the potatoes. And we'd put them in the car, and he'd drive them to Murray, to Hoffman's store, and we'd bring home vegetable soup, and that would be our dinner on Saturday night, and we loved it. Bring over soup and hamburger, and we always knew we had a nice dinner for Saturday night besides the farm, because we had the farm all week, but we wanted something different, so he would take the potatoes down, sell them to the grocery store for our soup, and it was vegetable soup. He'd bring that home, Campbell's vegetable soup and hamburger. And that was our Saturday night dinner.
Okay, tell me about your parents.
My dad and mother. My dad and mother were... Dad worked hard on the farm, and mother had to cook for hay men. Every day they would come for their dinner, every day, when the hay was on, or the peas, or whatever the dad was hauling. Mother would cook the big dinner for him every day for the farmers that came. And I remember Reuben Green was one of them that came down the street and to help every time, every morning. And we had just a big dinner ready at noon, and I had to help mix the bread because we had to make 8 loaves of bread a week, and I helped mix the bread, and after the older sisters got married, I helped with the bread and helped my dad, and helped my dad on the farm doing all his farm work like. Going, he put me down the silo, and that was full of wheat. And so when he'd want to sell some wheat or get wheat, he'd put a rope around my waist and put me down in the silo and then pull me up out of the silo on the rope. And I'd fill the sack. But I followed my dad everywhere he went, and I went to lay. He was water master for the county, and we had to go to Lake Blanche, which was 3 miles up Big Cottonwood Canyon. I mean, you went up Cottonwood Canyon till you've seen the sign Lake Blanche. We would hike 3 miles up to the three lakes on Lake Blanche, and my dad would go down the lakes and measure the water. I'd hold his hand, and I was ready to fall in. But I'd get up every morning. I'd get up twice a week and go with him and walk up the shale. It was kind of like shale. I'd go up with him and walk with him because I didn't want him to go alone. So I'd just walk up there with him for 3 miles up to Lake Blanche. And I'll never forget it. We'd seen snakes that went across the trail. We'd seen sage hens, we seen beautiful birds, we just seen so many things on the way up there. I just loved to do that. I'd wear out a pair of shoes very quickly.
Tell me about each of your brothers and sisters.
My brother and sisters were a lot of fun. And one other thing about my dad and mother, they belonged to a dance club. And they went to the dance every Saturday night. And my mother's stepdad, after her mother died, her mother married a Buxton, and he had 4 children. She had 4 children, her mother, and she had 4 children. So they put them together with my mother's 5, and they had 8 children together, and they had an orchestra. So my dad and mother went to the dances every Saturday night, and my dad and mother they loved to dance. My dad loved to dance, so if we needed to take us, he'd take us back of us down to the dances, put us in a blanket, and let us sleep back of the stage on a bench. While they danced, when we were little, he'd take us with him. But then he belonged to this club for 30 years, and I used to love to come out and watch them play their cards and have their club on Saturday when they'd come out to our place for their turn. It was fun, and we had a big dinner there. Mother would cook a big dinner for all these people. About 10 couple or some, I guess there was 2 tables, 3 tables, and she'd cook dinner for them on a Saturday night when they came to our house. That was fun. About my brothers and sisters, Vivian played the piano. Vivian, my older sister, played the piano just like I did, except she was really good. And she was really a pretty girl, and she just took care of the family and tended us while Mother and them went to the dance. She tended us a lot before she got married. And then she got married and had three children. See, Shirley, Fred, Buck, and Shirley. She had four children. And she had a good life. And then Elva got married to Alan Walker, and he lived in Union. He was from Union. And she married Alan Walker. And then Verla married Franklin Smart. And Ed married Lorraine Rich. And Tilly married Kent Wiseman. And Fern, my twin sister, never did get married. And she passed away with cancer at age 37, my twin sister did. But we always had music in our family. And I remember we just played the violin and the guitars and everything that Dad bought us, and Vivian the piano. We just had music in our family all our lives. Okay. So I had a lot of fun with my brothers and sisters.
Tell me about all the chores you did on the farm.
Oh, I told about some of them. Let's see. I had to milk the cows. I had to feed the chickens, feed the pigs, and gather the eggs, and help haul the hay, and help haul the potatoes, go pick up potatoes, and go to the pig binary, which was on the end of our 50-acre farm. The pea binary was on the end of our 50-acre farm, and I used to have to go up there with Dad to take the load of peas and throw them into the binary. So I did everything on the farm. That I even had to hold the string while somebody cut the turkey's head off for Thanksgiving. I remember doing that. So we had an old-fashioned years, but it was fun.
Okay, on a 50-acre farm, what all did you grow on that?
Everything. Potatoes. Let's see, we grew potatoes, apricots, peaches, apples, carrots, beets, hay, and peas, cherries. We had a lot of things on the farm.
And animals too. How many eggs?
Turkeys, chickens, pigs, horses, guinea hens, and I said turkeys tonight, yes, and guinea hens and dogs, cats, everything. We had a lot of animals on the farm.
And what are your earliest memories of things you did with your parents?
The earliest?
Earliest memories. What are some special memories with your parents that you have?
I can just remember my dad and mother taking me to the dances. I remember being little when they took me to the dances with them.
And you followed your dad on the farm?
I followed my dad on the farm from when I think I was about 8 or something like that when I went up to Blake Blanche with him. So I followed my dad on the farm forever.
What was the location of the farm? What area did it involve?
It involved, let's see, It involved where Almy farmers lived at the end of it. Blair's lived on the one side of it. And then the Morais and Kunkels and the Bothorps lived on the other side of it, on the other end of it.
Could you give me any type of address? Do you remember?
I don't remember that.
I've heard a lot about Colebrook Corner.
I think that's my grandfather. I think that they're never going to name that. They're going to name that Colebrook something. Dean was telling me about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's my grandpa. I had a wonderful grandpa.
And your grandfather is?
Charles Colebrook.
And his wife?
Sarah McGee. Sadie, it was Sarah McGee or Sadie. Sadie McGee, we used to call her. Grandma Sadie. And they lived on a 20-acre farm down on, what is that, 7800 South? What is that next from down from where my sister lived? Where Vivian and them lived. My dad gave us our land to build a house on.
Do you remember the address of your land that you built a house on?
I didn't build. Dean did. Dean's mother did. They built up there.
Oh, okay.
Where Dean is.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where our farm was. But my grandpa's farm was down on, I thought it was 7800 South. I thought it was, you know where it is? You go down to the bottom of the hill,
uh-huh.
And you go down that road the next, you just keep going down that other hill by the school. You go right down,
uh-huh.
And it's the next stop. After that one, you pass our hill, and then you go down one more.
Okay.
And then, I don't know what's there now. My dad sold, no, my grandpa sold it. I thought it was a restaurant.
Okay.
It's on that corner.
Okay, what were your callings in the church?
Let's see. Oh, I was chorister. And I've been in the choir. And I've taught Sunday school when I was home. You know, I taught Sunday school before I left home. And down here, I just mostly just played for the Relief Society and went to Relief Society church down here.
And what are some of your favorite school teachers in elementary? Do you remember?
Yes, Frances Swan was one. She was my first grade teacher. And she was a really good teacher. Nellie Engelbretson was another one. She was my teacher in the fourth grade, I think. Fourth grade. And I think it was just them and Dalby's all I can remember. I mean, there wasn't very many in school then, you know.
How many were there when you went to school?
I don't know.
Wait, under 10 or 20 or 15 or... How many were in your classes?
Oh.
What were your classes like? Were they first, second, third grade combined or...?
No, I think they were first and second grades, but they were little. They wouldn't be over 15, I don't think. Because I remember all of them in a little classroom.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think there was that many.
Okay, what did you do as a child with your family?
What did I do as a child? Oh, we sleigh rided down the hill. We had sleigh. We had a bobsleigh. We had a sleigh that was two horse. We hitched the two horses on the farmhouse horses on our sleigh, and we'd go around in the sleigh, take the kids. We'd all get in the sleigh and go sleigh riding in the sleigh. And then we always had our own sleighs to go down the hill. And we'd go down the Butler Hill and to the bottom of the hill.
Mm-hmm.
We could do that every minute we'd come home from school and go down that hill. Because I lived right on top of the hill and you could see Salt Lake just beautiful from there because it had, you could see all the lights and everything in Salt Lake. that was always a beautiful scene.
Do you remember any of your bishops you had in church?
Let's see. Bishops. Yeah, I remember Wooten. What's his name? Bishop Wooten. Wooten. I remember him.
Okay, tell me about the Union Show House with your friends.
The Union Show House was a place where they had dances and shows. And we used to go on Saturday night down to the dances down there. Every Saturday night we'd see if my dad was going. Helen would come over and we'd wait to see if my dad was going to sing in the bathroom, because we knew if he sang, we were going to the dance. So we'd sit there dressed up, waiting for him. And as soon as we heard him jazzing and singing in the bathroom, we knew we were going. So we'd go to the dance with him.
You enjoyed that?
Yes, we loved that.
And what were your favorite subjects in school?
My favorite subject was I liked geometry, because we had Kenneth Brady who would let four of us girls come every morning, and he'd tutor us before we had a test. He'd sit around his desk and he'd help us. So it was fun. I loved music. I always loved music.
You talked about chemistry.
I did like chemistry, but I just was interested in it in high school, and then I took that. Mm-hmm. And I liked history. And I liked most of my subjects. I did. Well, my dad couldn't afford to send me to college, but I did do well in high school. I loved school.
How many friends can you remember that you went to school with? Do you remember their names?
The what?
How many friends in school? Who all did you go with? And
I went with Helen Knutson and Winona Green, and just to kill them, all went with friends as friends. Mm-hmm. Same friends I had went to high school with us. And we had friends there, and then we had friends in high school, too.
Okay. You're doing really good. You're doing really good. What sports did you participate in when you were in school?
Well, we played baseball a lot over at school. We played. We didn't play golf. We played
kickball.
Football. I didn't play it, but I think they played football. I know they played football. They played basketball. Always played basketball.
What about kickball?
Huh?
Kickball.
Kickball. I remember that, but I didn't play it. But I remember the boys playing it a lot, and some of the girls. But it was walking on cans that we did a lot for fun.
Tell me how you enjoyed your first job at Penny's Department Store.
Penny's Department Store in Murray. I loved it because they had a manager there, and he had to go to the war. He had to go. He was drafted. So I had to take over the first floor of the J.C. Penney's in Murray and manage that with Jackie. Jackie Condor and I had the first floor to manage for Dilbert while he was gone. And Mr. Erickson, we had the pulley chain, so you pulled the chain and it went up to the office.
That's the
pulled the chain like that, and you went up to the office. And one night, we were so busy, we'd do our jobs well. Mr. Erickson told us to go down the basement and spend a couple of hours after work doing some stock work. We did. Jackie and I went downstairs, and about 9 o'clock we come up. There was nobody there, and the door was closed.
Oh.
The lights were on over at the market across the street in Murray, and there we were in JCPenney locked in. Mr. Erickson had forgot that we were down the basement and went home. So we looked out the door, and there was Grand Central Market, all the lights and everything on, and there were Jackie and I in the store. So we decided what to do. We had to get a phone. So we had to make our way up to the stairs, up to the office, upstairs where Mr. Erickson's office was, and call Mr. Erickson, tell him to come get us out. I can remember that.
Oh, my goodness.
And then my job at CCMI, I loved that because I had to just be in gift wrap for 4 hours before Mr. Colton took me to the next job. So I learned to gift wrap fast on Mother's Day. And I was glad to get out of there at 4 o'clock and go to the other job. So I did have a fun time at CCMI, and we were on commission, and I made good money.
Oh, that's great. What advice would you give to your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren?
You know, what advice I gave to my daughter, my granddaughter that just got married in December, I just told her to never go to bed at night without making up and being happy when they went to bed. And I just gave her that advice when she was here, because she was going up to get married. I did go to her wedding. It was fun. That was my son in Salt Lake is in marketing, and it's fun. And he's been good now. Who's that? Somebody visiting me. I'll see it.